Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, Ilona Europa, Accent on LA Talk Radio, every Monday from 6 till 7 p.m. Pacific Time, Channel 1. So, if people cannot hear today for whatever reason, you can always go to archives, latalkradio.com, you go to Accent On, scroll down, 400 or 500 shows are there to choose from, but on the top is our recent show. So, wow, what can I say? It's 100 something, yes, degree. It's crazy.
It's like 110, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It's insane. Just crazy. It's insane. Wow. I don't know if car breaks or something, you need to leave car.
Who wants to hike?
Yeah, nobody will help you because nobody wants to leave their own cars, but it's petrifying here. Well, I don't know. I always like to complain about something, but a lot of people say good things to complain. But I'm not complaining about what's going on in the studio today. Full house. And house filled with people that I really, really liked. I am attached to this beauty on my right side for, I think, almost 3.5-4 years, so closely. She's a star. We will be seeing her on Broadway, people, or on Pantages Theatre scene. We will hopefully see you. Hopefully. I like to put in the air. And then things happen, okay? But yes, I'm coaching her beautiful voice and her talent for a few years. And I can say, wow, what an improvement. And this year was the bestest year, I think, in your life for sure. So I think time to introduce you. What is your full name?
Kayla Mahoney.
Kayla Mahoney. It's so funny. For like almost 3 years, I call her Kayla and she never changes. Yeah. I'm like,
because I figured with your accent that that's the closest thing to
yeah, and
accurate.
In Poland, A is
I knew you were talking to me. That's all
so
that mattered.
To me, it's always Kayla. But my daughter said, come on, you know, after so many years, you're supposed to learn your student's name. So now forever, Kayla. But in my head, you are Kayla. But Kayla Mahoney. So please, she will be singing two songs live. Life, that's the courage, but that's what musical stars are doing. They are not afraid to sing live. Not like none of my beautiful guests, who all of them are in a way musicians, singers or songwriters. Me too, but I like to push button because I don't like to sing live. So it's easy for me. But yeah, this show will be so filled with music. So I need to like run fast. So now another wonderful, gorgeous guest that I'm so happy to meet. And I had the pleasure to read your bio and I had the pleasure to listen to your songs. We'll be listening to two of your songs too. And then I saw your gorgeous face in pictures. Very elegant, amazing. You're a singer-songwriter. You are more into jazz. So class act, when I can say. But then this beauty came to my show, you know, a moment ago. I'm like, wow, is she 17 or 18? She's gorgeous, you know, what a cute girl. So pictures sometimes are very elegant, but really, it's really nice to meet you.
Oh, thanks. You too.
Close to microphone. Everybody close to microphone. We want to hear.
Here I am.
Yes. So obvious singer, songwriter, and you will tell us a little bit more about your career and about your podcast.
Yes.
And so it's very, very exciting to know you.
Thank you.
Then I have this couple, which long story, like angels send them together into my life. And we met in very unusual way. I just got beautiful rose from
Crystal.
She will tell us a little bit about herself. And that was like maybe a year ago. And we are keeping in touch. She is a singer-songwriter also, and I was hoping to work with her on her beginning of her new album, but life is making different choices for me right now. So we'll be working but via Skype or something, yes. And she's with her gorgeous husband. We can say gorgeous, yes?
Yeah.
Gorgeous, he's gorgeous. Woohoo! And not only he's gorgeous, he's also musician, he's also composer, he is opera trained vocalist, and what he is, muscle man. He is taking care of people's body, and you are a personal trainer.
Absolutely.
So, wow, so many things. So many things. Okay, so I think people already love everybody. And we have, I don't know, in the back of our studio, Mama, Kayla's mommy. Hi, Kayla's mommy. Yeah, I don't know if people see you, but not like she's ghosting us. She is there for a reason. She's Mama. So we love mommies in the studio. And her mommy's name is?
Lisa Shavit.
We love her. Thank you. So let's start from Kayla. Hi, Kayla. 17, 16 years. How old are you?
I'm 17 years old.
She is 17 years old. So can you tell me, short, what if you rewind your life to being 12 years old and entering my studio, home studio, what did you feel, who you were then and who you are right now?
I just liked singing back then. It wasn't really a passion like it is now. But I remember walking in and you had such a vibrant personality and I was really, really shy.
Yes.
And I came in and I sang. And I felt like I sang my heart out. And you go, yes. I feel like you're 70%. And I was like, what? I feel like I'm at 110. And you just had such faith in me that I could be better and surpass even my own expectations.
And I remember for 2 years, because obviously you are in high school, and our dream goal was, if you get some roles, if you can be on a stage. And like 1 year passed, 2 years passed, it didn't happen so much. And then year three, you just swipe almost stage on a high school, you know, with so many performances. So if you can tell us a little bit what you were doing last year.
Well, I'm involved in choir at my high school, Oak Park High School, and I'm also involved in the drama program. And so my motto is audition for everything, see what you get. And this year, since it kind of goes by seniority for like who gets what roles, I was able to have some solos in choir and certain choir performances, and I got to sing at one of the performances, one of the songs I'm going to sing today, and I just love musical theater, and so I hope that this upcoming year I'll be able to be in one of the larger roles in the theater program. But honestly, I'm happy being a background dancer. Like, I love doing that.
Gosh, so you were like so busy. All the time you were coming to me say, I got this solo. I'm singing this anthem. I'm with orchestra. And I am singing Ave Maria in a wedding. So obviously we were training little operatic ways of singing, which you picked up so beautifully and techniques too. And this all will help you when next year you hopefully will be at Chapman. Yes?
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about your vacation. God, thank you, Mama. You are so sweet. You let her do what she wants to do, because we know everything costs money, but you need to believe in your children. So tell me about your week.
Yes. So I went to a vocal performance program at Chapman University, and Chapman is known for having a very good vocal program. Mm-hmm. And so I went for about a week, and I got to stay in the dorms, and I met a lot of friends, and I was able to talk to a lot of the counselors, and it was amazing. I loved everyone there. Everyone was so kind and talented. And I auditioned out of like 50 or 30 to 50 people, I auditioned to sing a musical theater song at a solo recital halfway through the week. And I was one of five chosen. And it was very exciting.
So can you imagine when she brought me a video from her performance and she said it was so many singers and they chose three and I was the one. And she showed me, I have this video, it's just really amazing. And then I was so proud of myself too. And they even
you
said,
"You should be. You were part of the
yes."
I build up to that.
They even said what school you were going, what performance school you were going, and you said no, 101 lessons.
Yes,
you
someone
know,
so. Asked me if I went to a performing arts high school, and I said no, I go to a public school, but I take private voice lessons.
Yeah, so sometimes it's really, really fine, parents, to just find some wonderful teacher who just love your child and is good enough. Sometimes it's good enough, you know. So enough of talking right now. I think time for singing. I'm so excited for you and so scared because it's live. So which one you would like to sing? She used to be mine?
Yes,
she used
to be mine.
That's what we are doing right now.
It's from the musical Waitress.
So one second, I'll turn off.
I think so, yes.
Yeah, so I don't want any feedback. Okay.
It's not simple to say that most days I don't recognize me, that these shoes and this apron, that place and its patrons have taken more than I gave them. It's not easy to know that I'm not anything like I used to be, although it's true I was never attention's sweet center. I still remember that girl. She's imperfect, but she tries. She is good, but she lies. She is hard on herself. She is broken, won't ask for help. She is messy, but she's kind. She is lonely most of the time. She is all of this, mixed up and baked in a beautiful pie. She is gone, but she used to be mine. And it's not what I asked for. Sometimes life just slips in through a back door and carves out a person and makes you believe it's all true. And now I've got you, and you're not what I asked for. If I'm honest, I know I would give it all back for a chance to start over and rewrite an ending or two for that girl that I knew, who was reckless just enough, who gets hurt, but who learns to toughen up when she's bruised and gets used by a man who can't love. And then she'll get stuck and be scared. The life that's inside her growing stronger each day till it finally reminds her to fight just a little to bring back the fire in her eyes that's been gone but used to be mine. Oh, used to be mine. She is messy, but she's kind. She is lonely most of the time. She is all of this, mixed up and baked in a beautiful pie. She is gone, but she used to be mine.
What about that?
Bravo!
Yikes, if I can fly, I will be flying. I'm so proud of you. So, so beautiful. Do you have a power for the hardest song of this hour? Would you like to sing right away? Because there are two different songs. Obviously, you know, to carrying tune like that, that develops is so, so hard. And she's sitting. So trust me, people sit. It's not easy to sing big songs like that in a sitting position. But you did beautifully, baby.
Thank you.
So the second song you love so much, yes?
Yes, I've sung it about as many times as I can, every opportunity.
And again, killer song. So, I will do it because your voice sounds so good and it's warm up. So let's do so. Let's do. And title of the song is?
Breathe from In the Heights. This is my street. I smile at the faces I've known all my life. They regard me with pride, and everyone's sweet. They say you're going places, so how can I say that while I was away, I had so much to hide? Hey guys, it's me, the biggest disappointment, you know. So what do I say? These faces I used to know. Hey, I'm home. Just breathe. As the radio plays old forgotten boleros, I think of the days when this city was mine. I remember the praise, I te adoro, te quiero. The neighborhood waved and said, Nina, be brave and you're gonna be fine. And maybe it's me, but it all seems like lifetimes ago. So what do I say to these faces I used to know? Hey, I'm home. Hey, they're not worried about me. They are all counting on me to succeed. I am the one who made it out, the one who always made the grade. But maybe I should have just stayed home. When I was a child, I stayed wide awake, climbed to the highest place on every fire escape, restless to climb. I got every scholarship, saved every dollar, the first to go to college. How do I tell them why? I'm coming back home with my eyes on the horizon. Just me and the GWB asking G. Nina, what'll you be? Straight in the spine. Smile for the neighbors. Everything's fine. Everything's cool. The standard reply. Lots of tests, lots of papers. Smile, wave goodbye, and pray to the sky. Oh God, and what will my parents say? Can I go in there?
Beautiful. Yeah. 17 years old girl, oh like gosh. I say, 3.5 years ago, tiny little girl came to my home studio, and boy, she's perfectionist. She's type A. She just can spend hours. We are singing Hamilton from the first to the, how many, 40 songs, 30 songs?
There are so many songs.
So many songs.
I pretty much know all of them.
I think you wake up her at 2 at night, she will be singing everything. Doesn't matter if it's a girl, a lady singing, or if it's a man, a part she knows all, and rap. So this girl can do it all. So if anybody listens there and see and hear her, if somebody wants to hire in the future this beautiful singer for a big role, small role, you know where to get her.
That's what you think.
She's she's on the Facebook. You can find her under. Can you spell your name?
KayLaMahoney.
Wonderful. And of course, please listen to our show over and over. And you can write to me, Ilona Europa, also on Facebook. So we will get people in touch if somebody's interested to talk to Kayla. I love you, baby. And see you on Wednesday for lesson.
Yes.
Da-da-da! That's it. So now, Jamila. Yes. Hi again. Your full name?
Jamila Ford.
So we remember when we were 17 years old. You were studying music too. You are very accomplished.
Just last year I was 17, yeah.
Is that just you? Me too.
It hasn't been very long.
But yeah, you are also believing in education, in vocal training.
Absolutely.
So please, instead of me telling about your life, tell us a little bit. How did you start it in this business and your education, your touring, your just, you know, and now your big, big, not really hobby, because that started to be profession. You have your own podcast, but I'm leaving this to you. So, Jamila Ford, please talk to yourself.
I'm talking to myself. Well, I'm very happy to be here. What can I say? I started singing when I was a kid. I probably didn't start taking it seriously until high school. And I was just telling somebody this the other day because I just remembered this. But, you know, I went to a really small private Christian school. I grew up in Rialto, California. The school was called Bloomington Christian. And our school principal would take us, each and every one of us. There were like 20 people in my class. It was like that small. And I remember, I think maybe 10th grade, I was doing my schedule with him for the year. I needed to choose an elective, and I wanted to do typing. Oh. I thought that would be practical.
I'm sure help you somewhere.
I didn't know how to type. And he was like, typing, no. You know, that was his accent. He was from South Africa.
Okay.
And he passed away a few years ago. He was a very sweet man, Mr. McKenzie. But he was like, get in the choir. You should be singing. And, you know, I don't think he'd ever heard me sing or, you know,
you have
anything.
This aura. Oh, yeah, beautiful artist. So I think he felt that something's that deep.
Yeah, he was a special man. And so I said, okay, well, I'll do the choir and I just won't learn how to type. And but, you know, that's when I started, you know, taking singing seriously. And I would get solos in the choir and I started taking lessons with a couple of the coaches that were, you know, at the school and also taught the choir. And then I graduated and went to UC Riverside and majored in vocal performance, majored in music with an emphasis in vocal performance. And, you know, I did jazz and classical, and we all worked in school. You know, the guys who I played with in the jazz band, the jazz big band, the jazz ensemble, the combo, and all of that, we would find a bunch of gigs around town. And so we, like, always worked. I recorded a record when I was in school. I wrote songs and got some of the guys that I always worked with, and we recorded my record together. And so it was cool. I was, you know, like learning as I went, and you know, school was a really great time because I got to focus.
Then you know, real life happens, and
advantage.
It's much harder. So
because it's all, you know, it's all real and it's all always happening. Everything matters and everything counts. But you know, that was really a time I valued because I could just sing all day, you know, and just really work on my voice and like hone the craft. And you know, you graduate and you're still honing the craft, but that's really a time where it's just about like you can purely sing and all of that. And so, you know, I graduated and I recorded a few records out of school. I always had bands I worked with. I always worked for other singers. I did session work, toured as a background singer. And stuff like that. It's kind of what I do. And I I'm looking to do more.
When you told me that you were in Poland, so I already knew you're my sister. I love you. And you remember a little bit about my country. No, Poland, that would be.
Poland was awesome.
Yes.
I went there with Melody Gardot as background singer. And we did their music festival there. And the food was friggin' fantastic. It was so good. And, you know, we went all over Europe. And that was like the most, like, energetic crowd. Like, they were so into the show, and you know, it rained and they just stayed there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Europeans really have respect towards art, and we are taught this way, and we just love music. And so I'm very happy you had the chance to sing for Polish people too.
Yeah.
So I think Now it's time for your first song. We will to hear your voice. So, Silencio. So we have some Italian title. So is this okay to start from this
song? Yeah, that's great.
That makes us never question why. The gentle whispering wind between the leaves inspires a flower to blossom faithfully, though sunlight can't be seen. In the silencio between you and me, a dance between the dreamer and the dream. Silencio between you and me, a breath beneath the melody that's making my heart sing. Oh, 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 oh. It is the hope on which our best intentions lie. It's the twinkle in the darkest midnight sky. The force that brings all light from sea to green. Soul that stirs the sun to dawn and shakes me from my sleep. For the silencio between you and me, a dance between the dreamer and the dream. Silencio between you and me, your tender breath beneath the melody that's making my heart sing. Silencio, oh, 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 silencio between you and me. Dance between the dreamer and the dream. Silencio between you and me. The tender breath beneath the melody that's making my heart sing. Silencio between you and me. Dance between the dreamer and the dream. Silencio between you and me. Your tender breath beat that beat make my oh, oh, oh.
How much we love you.
Wow.
Beautiful voice.
That's gorgeous.
So velvety and so pretty. Oh my gosh. Your song you wrote.
Wow.
Congratulations. Great. Wonderful band. Beautiful Sasaishi. You know, sounding music. We want to dance right away. You made us
thank
a little
you.
Bit. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. So, in a way, we have another song I want to play because time requires music to be heard, and we will talk a little bit later after this one. So, difference between silencio and give it into love. Give it into love. What is the difference between the both songs?
The difference between the both songs. Silencio, I did write with my friend Jeff Creary. I just want to throw that in there. This given to love, it's a little bit more of a ballad, and I wrote it with my friend Debbie Gunn. And yeah, that's kind of a little. Slower.
Yes. Ballad. Let's do that.
called Give Into Love.
Beautiful. That's what I meant. That's a live performance.
Wow.
So the difference between both of them is that they're both great. But how good you are live. So good.
And Genghis Cohen, that was out there a couple of years ago with my friend Mitchell Long. He played guitar. And
wonderful. So obviously you love to sing live. Can we see you in near future somewhere?
God, what am I doing? I've been... I am planning a birthday show. That'll be in October. A lot of the singing I'm doing right now is with bands and other people, but I do work with Pretzel Logic a lot. That's a Steely Dan tribute. They're very busy. And we're at Spaghettini the third Friday of every month, so you can see me with them there. It's a really fun show. So, and go to my website, JamilaFord.com. I've got my calendar up there.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
And we cannot forget about very important new adventure in your life. You are doing podcasts, and the podcast is hot.
Thank you.
Are talking about working singers.
Yes.
Please, in your own words, describe what is the podcast about, who is the perfect guest for you, and how long you are doing that, and where you want to go with your podcast. And my goal is to bring Jamila and to sometimes to have her in my seat as an accent on, because somehow I believe that she will have her own big show here on LA Talk Radio. But I think, you know, I am always welcoming everybody who is a great, and I think you are great.
Thank
so
you.
I will be honored to have you, you know, from time to time, and just we can just having some music fun and whatever you want to talk to, with whoever
awesome.
You want to talk.
That.
That would be so cool. So, podcast.
My podcast is called The Working Singer. And I launched it in January, and it's been steadily growing. It's been really cool. I interview singers who make a full-time living in the music business. That's the premise of the show. But I've had on a laryngologist to talk about, you know, vocal health and care and all that. I've had on some vocal coaches who, you know, have started off singers, and now they focus solely on coaching, and they, you know, it gets really interesting. You know, they talk about, you know, working with touring singers and all that kind of thing. And so we've just had a lot of different different focuses. Oh, music licensing, we've gotten into that on an episode. And that's really, you know, something important to focus on.
Very, very.
We had an episode where we talked about live sound, which can be a big challenge. So I had my friend Thomas come on and talk about, like, how we can... talk to our sound engineer and, you know, communicate with them and really kind of understand better what's going on. So
great. And people, if they want to listen to your podcast, they can go to your website and tell they can scroll.
You can hear it on Apple. You can hear it on Stitcher, Spotify. You can go to the WorkingSingerPodcast.com and all of the episodes are archived there with the show notes and everything. All of the information is there. But yes, please subscribe and listen and rate and review it, because that helps people to find it. So,
you see, I already need you because I'm coughing. So you can take over my microphone. Wow.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you again. You're
Thank
a gorgeous
you.
Girl and Aww. Beautiful singer.
Thank you.
We all remember when we were like you, small, tiny, beautiful. And now you see the progression. You know, people have a dreams. People really can stay in this wonderful business and doing very, very well. So I think music business is still hot. And if you have had on your shoulder and you are persistent and educated, you can make it something of yourself in this business. Now we have the gorgeous couple. Okay, Crystal. Please, can you tell us your stage name?
Hi. Thank you, first and foremost, for having us all here. It's such a nice venue to be able to sing and let us sing live and talk a little bit about what we love to do. My stage name is Crystal Cove, a.k.a. Bella, which was my original name. But I felt like so many Bellas. And I don't know, it's an Italian name that was... you know, endearingly given to me by my papa and loved ones. So it's been with me forever. And I just thought I would go in a new venue, writing new different music from what Bella I was from the past. So I'm writing more faith-based, spiritual uplifting, more country. I hate to put a stamp on music because I think, honestly, it can just go to all genres.
Inspirational, but it's beautiful.
All voices and songs are inspirational to all genres, I believe. Yes. So I don't really like to... pigeonhole it, but
what is amazing today, I'm so happy that again somebody something above brought us together. Rite Aid we met again,
you know,
after a whole year. Rite Aid put
after
us together
after a whole year.
So I was like, I need to have you on my show. And you are just a wonderful human being, both of you, and I would love to help you in any way I can. I think your voice is one of the kind.
Thank you.
And you are so cool today. You are working on your album, and in a way you are very picky what you want, how you want. But you said today that you'll be singing something that you wrote.
I just wrote
and
it.
And it's completely new, so we don't have an instrumental for it.
No.
But I think we have a premiere here.
Yes.
And can you people imagine this is something, a song that nobody heard before, it's not yet recorded, so this is like the biggest premiere ever, and I'm so proud to have this song.
Thank you.
And who knows, we will be working, and maybe vocals on LA Talk Radio and whole world is listening to, so it will be very, very easy to figure out who can arrange and, you know, do studio work, whatever, we'll do it.
Thank
right
you.
Now. Wow. Are you ready to sing a live song that nobody heard ever before?
A cappella is really hard, but I do love it. I think most of us, right? I think as singers, when we start out writing a song, it's always a cappella. It's in your head, right? And that's where it came from. But I usually write melody and lyrics in my head right away. But I literally compose this on the piano first. So these are new lyrics. So if I flubber,
that's okay. This is life and it's new and it's premiere and it's a cappella. How cool is this?
Okay, and it's called Don't Live Your Life Too Late. Don't live your life too late. Don't think the time will wait. Listen to wisdom of old. And just love. Just love, yeah. Don't live your life too late. Don't think the time will wait. Listen to wisdom of old. So you think you're gonna have to do the person next to you, 'cause you think they're so perfect, but no one ever will be. So you start things, then you stop, 'cause you don't think you're good enough. Then the next thing you know, you're stuck, year after year after. Don't live your life too late. Don't think the time will wait. Listen to wisdom of old.
Wow. What a beautiful inspiration for all of us. No, it's gorgeous. Your first line is genius. It's really genius. You know, it's so true. Life is passing us by so fast. So many people don't take chances on anything, on life, and they're afraid. They prefer to see it and they prefer to be safe, and nothing is safe. Life is not safe. We cannot have tomorrow. So please, that's beautiful, sweetie. Beautiful, beautiful. And yeah, I think everybody agrees that her color and her unusual delivery is
very interesting.
Yeah. Very interesting, unique.
It's not what you hear on the radio normally, so it's really interesting.
So we need to help Crystal Cove, aka Bella, somehow, somewhere. Yeah, get to this point that people can enjoy her music. And
I do have a CD out. It's everywhere. It's on iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, and I don't know that Jay-Z, Beyonce site. It's a big one. They took it on. But if you wanted to hear my past music from when I was writing rock and blues with a label, I was one of the first female rock artists that they signed, because they signed Godsmack. It's called Year of the Gypsy, Volume 1, Bella, with two L's. Wow. So Bella, Year of the Gypsy. But I'm writing different right now, and I just am in a new phase. Anorexia, people, you know, all the racism that's going on, and the religion fights and everything. So it just hit me, you know, that I think we just have to live now and love who we are and accept who we are as we are, right?
Oh, we agree with you.
And thank you.
Who agrees with you the most? You're beautiful, gorgeous, the biggest fan. Husband, and how cool is to have a couple like that really support each other. And I know he wishes you so well, and in a way you will think he's literally in your shadow, but I think you both are so wonderful individual people with their own calling, and you being
he's an amazing composer
yes, and having your own dream, which we'll be playing a little bit, track number 2. 2 minutes, that's what I got. And God, thank you, we have a time to do that. So I will want to play before, you know, time runs out.
Thank you very much.
Okay. That's fun, so fun. Cool electro, really, really, really cool. Tight and great. I know this type of music is very ready to be licensed to a lot of gaming, and that's what you love to do. But we cannot also forget that you are opera trained singer. So where this came from?
I trained under Mr. Wingarder, a family friend, and he chose to take a little rugrat like me and refine me. So he helped me a lot, and I fell in love with it. And we would go to church all the time, and he'd train me afterward and spend, like, sometimes hours with me. And I fell in love with it, and I started to learn a little bit about Caruso and Luciano Pavarotti, and I just got into it and started singing all that. And then, of course, my grandfather, who opened up for Tony Bennett, was in a, you know, he was in the he was in all that cool stuff. And, you know, it just all the experiences from the gym, from the ring, training with Higa Machado and stuff, it all just kind of flowed to this point. And there's 48 songs all together. So,
you know what? This is amazing. I know everybody said, we want to hear him sing a little bit opera. Can you give us a little bit of your sound in opera? Okay. Oh, Sole Mio. Oh, what this will be. 1 minute. 1 second.
Sotto un manto di stelle, Roma bella mi appare. Io lo erro perché di geluce era sé, nell'ombra fontana, una muta fontana, e paccone lassù. Oh, chitarra romana, accompagnami tu.
So cool. You are like a pop opera singer. So I think start writing something like that to include your voice, do your magical music, because that's a different. Nobody does it. So yeah. Now, what about your body and training people's body? How we can find you? Because we know you're looking great and this is your very, very professional, long, long time work. So how we can find you and hire you?
Bellagio at gmail.com. That's B as in boy, E, L as in Larry, A.
We are talking about right now.
Oh, yeah.
Muscles.
That's how we reach us through.
Yeah.
So one more time. Let's, give us full address.
Bellagio Music. That's BellagioMusic at gmail.com.
Wonderful. And we can talk about music. We can talk about hiring you as a professional
Absolutely.
Trainer. And I know that you are studying right now to also give people advice when it comes to food and nutritionists. So you will be like the 360 everything. You'll be giving people everything what they need to look good and feel good. Yes.
Absolutely.
And good luck to you, Bella, a.k.a. Bella, but really
it's
Crystal
okay.
Cove, and a.k.a. Bella. Because people will maybe want to see your music, listen to your music also. And again, Jamila Ford, I love you. Thank you so much. We are in love with your style and elegance and everything. And when it comes to our star, she even promised that when she'll be on a Broadway, she will fly me wherever I will be. She'll fly me. And I will be there with her because who knows, maybe I will have no money for tickets. But then
I did say I would fly you out.
Oh, no, mommy, I'm sorry. But I don't know if I'll have money by then, but you know, to buy tickets.
I'll
but
fly whoever I need to.
I just love you so, so much. I made a business in a corner also. Thank you so much for today. Yeah, I was said I need to finish on time. So I do that. Acting on till next Monday.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.